ಧ್ಯಾಯಾಮೋದಬಳಾವಗುಂಡನವತೀಂ ತೇಜೋಮಯೀಂ ನೈಷ್ಟಿಕೀಂ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧಾಪಾಂಗವಿಲೋಕಿನೀಂ ಭಗವತೀಂ ಮಂದಸ್ಮಿತಶ್ರೀಮುಖೀಂ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣೀಂ ಸುಮಧುರ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಾಲಾಪಿನೀಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮಾಂಗೀಂ ಮಧುಸಿಕ್ತಸೂಕ್ತಿಂ ಅಮೃತಾನಂದಾತ್ಮಿಕಾಮೀಶ್ವರೀಂ ಶಂಕರಾದಿಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣಮ್ಯ ಆರಭತೆ ಅನುಶಾಸನಂ ಲಭತೆ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಮತಿಃ ರಮತೆ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಅಹಂ ಸದಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವ ಏತದನುಸಂಧಾನಂ ಅಪರೋಕ್ಷಾನುಭವ ಸಂದಾಯಕಂ ಅಚಿರ. So we are starting a new work. So the work is called Anubhuti Prakashah. So Anubhuti Prakashah, the title in a way means Anubhuti Prakashah, light of Anubhuti. Anubhuti means experience, light of experience. So in one way we can say this is written by Vidyaranya. So Vidyaranyas, experience, light of Vidyaranya's experience, or the light that light that will give us experience of Brahman, that way we can put, or we can say that it is just the light of experience. So it's putting in showing or showering light on all experiences, we can say. But in brief, this is, as the starting says, Atha Vidhya Sri Vidhyaranya Virachita Upanishad Tatpariya Rupo Anubhuti Prakashah. Upanishad Tatpariya Rupam. So this is the Tatpariyam of Upanishads. Tatpariyam means kind of essence or import, or the concept we can say, but like import is the apt word. So the import of the Upanishads is being brought out by Vidyaranya in this work of Anubhuti Prakashah. So Anubhuti Prakashah, we can say the word meaning is light of experience or Anubhuti. So Anubhuti means light of experience. So all experiences, the light of all experience is kind of beautifully put or beautifully explained, we can say, through the Upanishads. Of course, Upanishads explain everything. So Upanishads encompass everything. So there is nothing that the Upanishads don't deal with. The Upanishads, because the reason why Upanishads deal with everything is, as we say, Atha Brahma Sarva Devanam Pratamaha Sambhabhuva. And Sa Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya. I forgot the exact shloka. This is Mundaka Upanishad, very first shloka. Brahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtam. So Brahma Vidya, Upanishads talk about Brahma. So Brahma Vidya is the Vidya in Upanishad. And that Upanishads or Brahma Vidya, which is Sarva Vidya Pratishtam, it is the essence of all Vidyas. So Eka Vidyanena Sarva Vidyanam, or Kasminnu Bhagavo Vidyate Sarvamidam Vidyatam Bhavati. That is a question in Mundaka Upanishad. A person who knows Brahman, or the Shishya asks, "Oh Guru, tell me that by knowing which I will know everything." So everything, it's impossible to know everything. So instead of knowing everything, a wise person will say, "Is there any kind of pattern?" So astrology, let's say, we cannot study the horoscope of millions of people who are there now. Forget the past and the future. So we have to find a pattern or the essence. And once that essence is figured out or found, then that is kind of enough. So that is enough. Once we get the essence, then everything becomes known. So by knowing one entity of Brahman, everything becomes known. So this Brahma Vidya is the greatest of all Vidya. So in this Vidya, we get Everything is explained. All experiences, experience in the Jagrat Avastha, experiences in the Swapna Avastha, experiences in the Sushupti, experiences, super sensory experiences are also explained. Everything is explained. Everything is properly illumined or explained. So the Tatparyam of Upanishad, essence of Upanishad or import of Upanishad is being dealt here. So I think like it has in total 20 chapters. So in 20 chapters, Vidyaranya deals with like the main or major Upanishads. So for example, in Chandogya, I think he deals with 6th and 8th chapter. So similar to like a similar way in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There are a few Upanishads which are kind of left out. So for example, I think Mandukya Upanishad is left out because Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in some parts of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad already deals with the Avastatraya. Ishavasi Upanishad is left out because similar concept also comes in another Upanishad. So I think that is also left out. So the very first chapter of Anubhuti Prakashaha, that is what we will be learning. So that deals with the Aitareya Upanishad. So when we talk about Upanishad itself, so Upanishads are one of the part of Vedas. So Vedas are, as we know, Vedas are eternal. So they are Sanatanam. So there is no creator for it. So Rishis are called Rishis who gave us these Vedas. They are called Mantra Brashta. So they are seers of mantras. So these mantras are revealed. When creation happens, these mantras are revealed. And these mantras are revealed to Rishis, and those Rishis like pass it from generation to generation. So Vedas have four parts in them. Some say it is three part, like, but we can say four parts. So first is the Samhita portion, which is in the form of praises or stuti for Devatas. Then the second is the Brahmana portion, which deals with a lot of karma. And a little bit of upasana, but karma majorly or rituals. And then the Aranyaka portion, which deals with upasana in depth. And then there is a Upanishad portion. So Upanishad portions deal with Brahman or knowledge. So there is though this is a kind of a logical categorization or splitting, there is overlap. So we have Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which is Aranyaka, from part of Aranya. There is also like Brahmana, so Talavakara Brahmana consists of Keno Upanishad and Chandogya Upanishad. There is also Samhita Vajasini Samhita, Ishavasi Upanishad. So there is an overlap as well there. But Upanishads are that part of the Vedas which talk about the ultimate reality or knowledge, core knowledge. Such core knowledge is the only thing that can get rid of sorrow or bandham. So bandham or bondage, bondage means sorrow. Like the more and more we experience sorrow, we are bound by sorrow. So why does this sorrow come? This sorrow comes because of attachment or association, we can say. And in a sense, karma and karma phala, as Suryashwaracharya says, karma and karma phala lead to bondage and dukkha. And like how come like this happens? Karma, karma phala, or like even attachments, everything, dvaita bhavam and all, how do they come? They are there because we don't realize that one Brahman alone exists. So the truth that one Brahman alone exists and everything else that we see is just an illusion in that one Brahman, this knowledge is forgotten. When this knowledge is not known, then starts bondage, then starts sorrow, then starts suffering. And gaining this knowledge will get rid of sorrow completely. There is no other way to get rid of sorrow. So we can get rid of diseases if we face it. So diseases can, like we can like take tablets and eradicate diseases. But imagine that like a disease itself is not there. Then how can we get rid of it? We can only get rid of it with our knowledge that it is not there. How can we get rid of sorrow? We can get rid of sorrow by knowing that there is no sorrow. There is neither bandham, there is neither moksha. What is there is one Brahman alone. So that knowledge is essential, knowledge is inevitable, knowledge alone. Chittasya shuddhaye karma natu vastu palabdhaye. Chitta shuddhi alone is attained through karma. Vastu siddhir vicharena. So knowledge of vastu happens only through vichara, inquiry or knowledge. And vastu siddhi or vastu jnana alone gives us moksha. Jnana alone gives us, that Jnana alone gives us moksha is explained or like mentioned in the scriptures again and again. Tameva vidvana mritaiha bhavati nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. Tameva vidvati mrityumeti nanya pantha vimukte. Yata charmava dakasham veshtaishyanti manavaha tada devam avijnaya dukkasyanto bhavishyati. So, there are so many Shruti Vakyas which say that knowledge is the only way. And why knowledge is the only way? Because avidya or ignorance is what causes sorrow. Ignorance that only one Brahman exists. So that ignorance can be removed only through knowledge. Vidya vidya nihantyeva tejas timira sangava. So vidya removes avidya even as darkness is removed only by light. So any other way, any other means is not possible. So knowledge alone can get rid of sorrow. And what knowledge? Knowledge of Atman, knowledge of Brahman. So Brahmajnanam. And this Brahmajnanam, where can we find? Brahmajnanam is not something like that can be found here and there. So many people, like there are, today we are in a world where like different people claim to be followers or Shishyas of Ramana Maharshi. And what do they say? Don't do anything, just do who am I. That is not the way. That cannot be the way. Why? So the one Balakrishnan Nair, like who used to always say, just remember Brahman alone exists. He used to preach the Shastras and say like that, okay, at least few, two or three shlokas in Gita you learn. So Shastras are inevitable for Brahmajnanam because Shastra Yonitvat. Brahma Sutra says that Shastra is the Yoni for Brahman. So Shastra is the source of Brahman. There is no other place we can find Brahman being mentioned. If, oh, my guru is there. Guru, who is a guru? A guru is a person like who has knowledge of Brahman. How does he gain knowledge? He gains knowledge from the Shastras. Guru is Srotriya and Brahmanishta is a Jivan Mukta, is a Jnani guru. And such a guru knows the Shastras. So without Shastras, it is impossible. So just because somebody says, okay, like, who am I, that is not enough. Shastra Jnanam is required. Brahma Jnanam is possible only through Shastras. Shastras means Upanishads. So, I'm not comfortable with Upanishad. Then learn the Gita. I'm not comfortable with Gita. Then learn the Prakarana Granthas. So any of them are enough. But eventually it is better if we learn all the Shastras, Upanishads, at least one or two Upanishads, if we learn it is better because then our conviction grows. The more and more we learn the same thing, the conviction grows. But we cannot learn the same thing again and again and again and again. Because we already know. Once we know, like then there is no learning for it, learning of it. So then what should we do? We should learn different works. Different works which explain the same thing. So there are Dasha Upanishad. Why does Dasha Upanishad? Why not just one is enough, right? But there are Dasha Upanishads are there. And there are the Bhashyas are there. Then other works are there. Why? Because like different perspective, different angles, different words. That will give us more conviction. That will give us more and more conviction. So that conviction is essential. Therefore, we should strive to learn more and more the Shastras. And so coming back to Upanishads, so Shastras or Upanishads are the source of Brahmajnanam, that Brahmajnana which gets rid of ignorance. And through getting rid of ignorance, it puts an end to sorrow. And sorrow ends dukkha nivritti and sukha prapti or ananda prapti. So that happens as a result of learning the Upanishads. So there are the Vedas themselves are four. So out of the four Vedas, like each of the Vedas have like few Upanishads associated with them. And the Rigveda has only one Upanishad out of the Dasha Upanishads, the 10 Upanishads that have been commented upon by Shankara. So the Upanishad is Aitareya Upanishad and it is part of Aitareya Aranyaka. Some say like Aitareya Brahmana also is there. Aitareya Aranyaka, part of Aitareya Aranyaka is this Upanishad of Aitareya Upanishad. So the Aitareya Upanishad is a smaller Upanishad when compared to other bigger Upanishad. There is not a lot of shlokas, though 3 or 4 chapters are there. It's not a long Upanishad, But the concept is kind of like similar to what other Upanishads say. But ultimately we find the Mahavakya, one of the Mahavakya in this Upanishad. The Mahavakya is the Rigveda Mahavakya called Prajnanam Brahma, or consciousness in is Brahman. So before we even start with the work of Anubhuti Prakash, the first chapter where Vidyaranya explains the Aitareya Upanishad in his own words, it is important to understand the essence of the Upanishads. So we have already learned the essence of the Upanishads till now, but it is essential to repeat it again. So what do the Upanishads talk about? So the Upanishads talk about the one entity of Brahman. So Brahman, that Brahman is the subject matter or Vishaya of the Upanishad. So what is this Brahman? So that Brahman is Janma Adhyasya Yataha, or Yato Vayimani Bhutani Jayante Yena Jatani Jivanti. So from which this world has been created, in which this world resides or abides, and onto which the world merges at the time of its destruction, know that to be Brahman. So that is Brahman. Tat Vijitnyasasva Tat Brahmeti. So know that to be Brahman. So Brahman, what is Brahman? Brahman is the source or the cause of this world. So does this world really exist then? Then wouldn't that mean that duality is there? Duality is impossible in Brahman. So Brahman is Ekameva Advitiyam. So Ekam means there is no internal differences in Brahman. So a tree has different parts of leaves, branches, roots, fruits and all. A body has parts of legs, hands, etc. But Brahman doesn't have parts. Why? Because Brahman is eternal. Oh, why Brahman has to be eternal? So the world that we perceive is temporary, anityam. So this anitya loka has a cause, which is Brahman. If Brahman is also anitya, then what will happen? We need a nitya entity, because any change is only possible in a changeless entity. So there needs to be assumed or taken into account a changeless entity. So then Brahman has to have a changeless entity as its substratum. So now if we say like that entity is also changing, then you have to go further. This has to go on and on and on and on until we find a changeless entity. And due to laghava or simplicity, like we can just accept Brahman as the same, as the changeless entity. It's simple. And it's not just simple, it is proclaimed by the Shastras. And Anubhava also will show that this world is controlled by Brahman when we come to know Brahman's nature. So Brahman is, there has no internal differences. Brahman, is there anything similar to Brahman? If there is anything similar to Brahman, there is relativity between Brahman and that entity. So then if the relativity is there, which came first? There has to be a third entity, which is the basis of these two. So then like it continues, goes on again and again due to laghava, or like in a simplicity, like we can say Brahman doesn't have anything similar to it. And if there is something similar to Brahman, then Brahman becomes relative and therefore non-eternal. If Brahman is non-eternal, then our like previous assumption or previous conclusion that Brahman is ekam because it is eternal will fall apart. So therefore there is nothing similar to Brahman. Again, with respect to nature of Brahman, also we can say Brahman is there is nothing similar to Brahman. And then is there anything different from Brahman? If anything is different from Brahman also, the relativity comes into picture. So there is nothing different from Brahman. So Ekameva Advitiyam, there are no differences in Brahman. That means Brahman alone exists. So what is this Brahman's nature? It is Satchidanandam in nature. Brahman is eternal, so that means it is Sat in nature. Always exists. And if Sat has, like if Sattva Bhasika Chitko Vetara, so if sat or something is like existing for eternally, then it has to be chit also in nature, because consciousness is the light that illumines sat or any existence. Any existence is illumined by consciousness. That's why when we are not conscious, when we say I was unconscious, then there is nothing there. So in consciousness, in that unconscious state is not like really an unconscious state, but what we call is like kind of fine. The same. So consciousness, if consciousness is there, everything is there, else nothing is there. So if Brahman has to be eternal, consciousness has to be always throwing its light on Brahman. So So this means that this is only possible when Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. So Brahman is Sat and Chit in nature. That which is Sat and Chit in nature is also unlimited. Eternal also means unlimited. Unlimited means Ananta. And that which is Ananta, Yovai Bhuma Tat Sukam. So that is blissful also in nature. So Brahman is Sachidanandam in nature. And can there be two Chit? Chaitanyam, like the light, that this light of consciousness is that which illumines everything. And it itself is not illumined. Because if it is illumined, there will be like mutual dependency error. So light 1 is there, light 2 is there, light 1 depends on light 2, and light 2 depends on light 1, then like it is mutual dependency error. So that cannot happen. So therefore, there is nothing like Chit. So Chit is one alone, Sat is one alone. So there is nothing internal to Sat or Chit, there is nothing similar to Sat or Chit, and there is nothing apart from Sat or Chit. So which means that Ekameva Advitiyam or Brahman alone exists. So the Shastra says Sadeva Samyadam Agri Asid Ekameva Advitiyam. Before creation, what existed? What existed is one Brahman alone. So then what about after creation? What is this creation then? This creation is, like, if Brahman alone exists always, then there cannot be any creation at all. So creation, if it is real, then it has to be always there. If it is not real, if it is not always there, it's not real. If it is not real, then like what do we perceive now? That is called as Mithya. It is neither Sat nor Asat. But this world is not real. So the world is not real because Brahman alone really exists. So what is this world then? Mithya. And like Upanishad say that it is Nama Rupa. So even as various names and forms of gold ornaments are there, similarly names and forms of Brahman is this entire world. So names and forms are not real, but they, for an ignorant person thinks that these names and forms are real, and therefore he gets deluded into them, into getting attached or averted to them, and thereby experiences sorrow. But a wise person, in a person who knows that these are just names and forms, such a person will not be affected by any of this. Such a person will remember that Brahman alone exists. So the essence of Shastras is Sarvam Brahmamayam. This entire world is filled in and out with Brahman, or Brahmaiva. Brahman alone exists. Brahmaiva. Brahmaiva asti, we can say. Brahman alone exists. There is neha nana asti kinchana. There is no duality at all here. There is no duality at all here. And people who like doubt as to Brahman's nature is consciousness or not. The Upanishad, Aitareya Upanishad says, Prajnanam Brahma. Brahman's nature is consciousness. So, of course, that which is the substratum of the world cannot be insentient like the world. It has to be sentient in nature. Sentient in nature means it is consciousness. And what is, like, how can I realize this Brahman which alone exists, which is of the nature of Sachidanandam? Just look into yourself, because the I that pulsates inside us, the I which pulsates inside us is Brahman. Sakshi Sarvan Vita Priyan Aham Naham Kadachana Parinama Paricheda Paritapai Rupaplavat. So when we look into ourselves, we find that I am that Brahman, Sakshi. That Sakshi, I am not the Ahankara, that which says like I have a particular name, I have a particular form, I have attachment to this, I have attachment to that. Or like whatever says the ego which says, that I am not. Because that constantly changes. That constantly changes. But I am ever changeless. So from day one, like we grow with respect to body, we grow with respect to our mind, our individuality. But like I never changes. Do we say like 10 years back I was different? Yes, we say 10 years back I was like lean and now I am fat. What is this fatness? This fatness is a superimposition of the body on the self, on I. Like if I was really changing, then how can I have any relation between like 10 years back, the lean I and the fat I? How can there be any relation between lean I and fat I? What is the relationship? I. If the relationship or the basis is I, that basis has to be changeless. That basis has to be changeless. So that means that I is not changing, then what is changing? Something else. So with respect to the ego also, we say like I am learned, like I was learned, I am not learned now. I was proud, I am not proud. everything is like a major superimposition on the self or Brahman. So that I which pulsates inside us, that is Brahman. Aham asmi sadabhami kadachit naham apriyah brahmaiva hamatas siddham sachidananda lakshanam. So I am that Brahman. That Brahman which alone exists. That Brahman which alone exists, I am that Brahman. I am that Brahman at all points of time. At all times, like I am that Brahman alone exists. So if we remember this, that the consciousness, the I that which pulsates, the I, the changeless I, that is Brahman. Everything else, including the changing I, including everything else, is just an illusion in this I or in this Brahman, then Shastras are done. So Shastras are done. So there is nothing more to learn. There is nothing else to learn. And we will be able to ever rejoice in bliss. The purpose of the entire Upanishad is to give us knowledge of our own nature of Brahman. And in that process, get rid of sorrow completely. And give us the ultimate goal of life, which is eternal bliss or blissful existence. We are all knowingly or unknowingly seeking eternal bliss. And that eternal bliss can be achieved through learning the Shastras and realizing that I am that Brahman which alone exists at all times. And it is this truth of the Upanishads that Vidyaranya puts in his own words. So of course then like why this separate work Vidyaranya has to write? So then we can ask why the Bhashyas of Shankara? Oh, like that is required for interpretation. So if that is required for interpretation, then here it is for helping people, we can say. It is for helping normal people. So people, it is as simple as the Upanishads are, it is still very tough to understand the Upanishads as ourselves. Even Shankara Bhashya is crisp. Shankara Bhashya is tough to understand ourselves. So therefore, like masters like Vidyaranya have give us like simpler versions, simpler forms of the Upanishad that we can learn. And like if we know the Upanishad, if we already know the Shankara Bhashya, still learning this will give us more conviction. And this conviction will make us ever rejoice in bliss, in contemplation of Brahman here and now itself. So may Amma bless us so that we will be able to through learning of this work, we'll be able to realize Brahman, realize the truth that Brahman alone exists, that Brahman which is my own nature, and thereby we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now itself. We'll continue next week. Namaskar.